It sounds so disco-y, but I like it. You know, it's not bad.
It's one thing we've kept alive in Jewish music is disco.
That's right. Disco music days are back. Yeah. We had that disco beat, but it was nice, electronic
disco beat.
But yeah, it had no more bass. I guess if you turn the bass up, it would be a pure disco song.
Yeah, well, you know what? It has that nice electronic sequencer drum.
Techno, is that what you call it? Techno?
No, you know what we're missing?
No, it's techno, by the way.
No, we're missing.
No, that's...
Wait. No, you guys don't get it. We need a disco ball.
We need a Jewish disco ball with the yarmulke on top.
That's what we need.
We don't wear white suits, though.
Okay, you know, why don't we ask Shlomi all about that song? Why don't you... you got it?
Yeah.
Good morning,
Shlomi.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Baruch Hashem. Welcome to Jewish Community Radio.
You heard of us?
I actually have. Thank you very much for having me. I was actually just thinking about it last night. I was talking to my wife about it. I think it's been about 16 years, close to maybe even 17 or 18, that I have had any shaykhus with music and Cleveland.
Well, we're proud.
You mean you haven't had shaykhus with music in Cleveland since you were born?
Could you imagine? I started very young.
I can tell.
Well, Shlomi, we have great news to report to you that Jewish music is alive and kicking, and we are bringing lots of new talent, if you will, and lots of compositions to the Jewish music world. If you, Yeshiva Boys Choir was started here. One of the master composers, Moshe David Shweki, lives around the corner from me and is a good friend. So Cleveland is very much part of Jewish music.
I want to tell you, you don't even realize I got to tell you what I'm referring to.
Yes.
And I got to say, about 16 or 17 years ago, there was a huge Miami Boys Choir concert in Cleveland.
That's right.
And that was the first concert that I've ever had a solo in.
Wow. So you were...
could you imagine? I almost got my start, even living in Brooklyn. I got my start in Cleveland.
Cleveland. That's great.
All those people that think Brooklyn is the center of the world, it's Cleveland.
It's right.
Oh, yeah, it is Cleveland.
And you know what? It's Jewish Community Radio. We've been up and running for over 16 years, I think.
Yeah, you're on the most popular 20... Jewish show in Cleveland.
Exactly.
I'm very happy. I'm very happy to be here. Let me ask you, right off the top of the bat, I want to thank you very much. And anybody who might have a copy of a video of that concert, email me at gmail.com.
First of all, that'll be Super 8, probably.
No, it's on a VHS.
Yeah, I don't know. 16
no, beta.
Years
did you beta.
St- did you Gee. Stay?
Yeah, yeah. Anybody has on beta, I'll transfer it. Makes no difference.
Did you stay by a local family while you were here?
I actually stayed by the one and only Simcha Man.
Whoa!
Oh, so you might have actually seen me because he's my uncle. So,
right.
Very nice. You know Pinky Friedman?
Yeah. So, who doesn't?
So I actually was with Pinky Friedman and Ari Sistral.
Oh, you were? I'll say.
About 10 years ago. Let's give a shout out to Pinky. Or something. He's back in Brooklyn somewhere.
Yeah, he's my cousin, so we can say hello, Pinky.
Okay, that's hello, Pinky.
Cool. I remember that concert very well, actually.
Me and my brother did a couple of duets in that concert. It was one of my highlights, as any kid on the planet can think. That was just absolutely incredible. I mean, nothing beats singing with Avram Fried, but I got to say that was pretty good.
So you were with the
10 years old.
You were with the classic lineup of the Miami Boys Choir, right?
That was probably one of the all-time greats.
This is when which Miami CD was out? When which of the popular was the Miami Experience?
I was in between two of them. I was Miami Experience 1. I got back and was in Miami Experience 1. It was maybe right after Miami Experience 1. By the time Miami Experience 2 hit, I was nowhere to be found. But
they cycle pretty quick.
Today and Minas Shemayim, I think.
Wow, that is the golden age of Miami.
Really, really, really old school. I mean, I'm not that old, but I was there very, really young. You know, those little cutesy little kids that were wearing their hats.
That's the good Miami back then.
That was me.
Right. Well, I was never on his CD, but Freddie, should I start? You know, talking about my days in Miami Boys Choir.
You were on the CD. You were on the CD and the photo, but you were. I'm not gonna say
they stuck you in the back away from the microphone.
Actually, my background goes to Camp Stei Chemed when I was 9 years old, and I sang. Shia Menowitz directed our choir for 2 years. The third year, Rabbi Teitelbaum Olive Shalom wanted me to go back because I was a star soloist, and we performed in Binyamei Oma in front of 20,000 people, and I sang a solo with Bonafide David.
I want to tell you, you know, you're in good company. My uncle was one of the first star soloists at any kids' choir.
And who was that?
It wasn't It wasn't Stech Ahmed, Mayor Kaufman.
Mayor Kaufman.
Mayor
okay.
Kaufman? Wow! I never heard of him, sorry.
Superstars of Jewish music.
Sorry.
That's right. I come from Yichus. It's very interesting. I know by Tana Ben Malo Shalom, I mean, you know, he had his hand in everybody's life, and you know, I had the pleasure of having him as a Rebbe in Yeshiva. Interesting story. As I'm getting into Miami Boys Choir in fourth grade, and I think it was a little bit against Yeshiva rules at the time, but you know, you do what you got to do for the love of music. And he calls me into a side office, and he's like, "Listen, Shlemmy, I got a phone call from Mordechai Ben David. Do you want to be on his choir?" I was like, "No, of course you want to be in Mordechai Ben David's choir."
Exactly.
So he sent me and a couple of kids to Gidon Levine's studio. Man, certain things stick out in your head.
That's great.
And before I recorded on anything in my life, the first thing that was recorded was,
I remember that song.
I remember that album. I've never been on in my life.
Right. Well, it's almost like when I was on Pimenta, I also did a couple of ayayayays on Pimenta's album.
My ayayays are not going to do with music.
Those ayayays are a little different than MVD's ayayays. The Pimenta ayayays are very inarticulate compared to the MVD ones.
Yes, I know. We just had to, like, belt it out.
You have to grow a set of pace and, you know.
Wait. I just heard a car. Are you inside?
Are you in New York?
Are you outside right now? Are you driving?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I'm actually outside of shul waiting to attend a double bris.
Oh.
So if anybody in Cleveland knows, you know, Shlomo Isaac, I'm actually about to go to a bris of a shul member of mine who
Very nice.
Is making the second bris for the second half of his quadruplets that he had.
Wow.
Mazel tov.
Two boys, two girls. That's a huge simcha.
That's a very big simcha.
Forthcoming bris of his son. And then anybody who has any involvement with the Chai Lifeline or Kim Simcha in any way, shape, or form knows Nacho, or AKA Nachman Maiman, who is also going to be making a bris. So they happen to be making it in the same building.
Wow.
Locations, so we hope to try to hit up both at the same time.
Let me triple the food.
Which breakfast are you going to?
Double the food. We'll be very excited. We get to bring some home for the family. I don't know exactly who the listeners are. Obviously, I don't really listen to Cleveland radio.
You should.
On a daily basis, but I would love to. But I just want to send regards to all my buddies out there in Cleveland. I'm not going to mention any last names. But Simcha S and Mendiel and Adam, all these old buddies of mine through the years. So I'm very happy. I didn't have a chance to do this in a long time.
Right. Well,
have the interviews on the phones, and I'm very happy that I'm able to hang out at least where it all began in Cleveland.
Exactly. That's where it all happens. That's
Heart
what I
want
to say. All right. Let's get to the task on hand. I want to discuss this wonderful album that you put together for a time called Avodas Tzedakah. But before that, Shmuel Yaakov Mann was asking me, who you are, what have you done in Jewish music? I said, the name Shlemy Kaufman is not new to Jewish music. Tell us a little bit of what you've been involved in the past and how this album came to fruition.
How much time do we have?
We have a time.
10 minutes. Very good. Baruch Hashem, I was given a lot of abilities, and when anybody who sings or anybody who has any shyness to music, it's very important to them to be able to express that, especially as a kid. So Miami Boys Choir was a very small stint for me. Darn that yeshiva threw me out.
Now we have something in common.
Co-host Freddie.
Can you imagine the yeshivas?
Seriously, I never got thrown out of yeshiva.
No griping on air, Fred.
But they wanted to.
Okay, continue.
Yeah. Listen, I remember Rachni Abagan came down to the yeshiva and tried to fight for me. He says, "This one, you can't have."
Hold on, did Rachmiel the gun come down to the yeshiva and go, "Let's go, boys"?
Yeah.
Only a real Manny fan gets that joke.
Now, he should make a music video with like a bus outside of yeshiva and say, "Let's go, boys! Let's go!
Let's go, come on!"
So the Other Boys was, you know, I was very young when I did that, you know, and then, you know, you move on and you start doing a lot of the different yeshiva choirs and you know, and the camp stuff. And, you know, I think I was still singing solos at, like, you know, 15 years old in camp choirs and cantatas. But, you know, then I got to a point where I was in yeshiva in Beis Medrash, and one of my buddies from Atlanta, Georgia, came to yeshiva with a guitar, and then another guy came to yeshiva with a guitar. And then before you know it, we're sitting on the roof of yeshiva, and we're composing some songs. And before you know it, another friend of mine who I went to yeshiva with in Eretz Yisrael says, why don't you guys come and record a couple of those songs? So we trek down to IDT Studios at the time in Newark, New Jersey, and we start recording a couple of these songs. So everything was cute, thought it was very nice. Yeah, cool, fine, we have a recording. And my friend treks in from Farakaway to Brooklyn and says, here's the deal, Shlomi. You got 7 or 8 more, and you have an album.
Okay, like, not bad.
What are you trying to tell me?
You just have to get those fillers.
That's right.
This is what you're saying, great
listen,
music.
This is a toss-up, even though MS-1 was really one of the
greatest. Here we go, I'm holding it right now, MS-2, that's it.
MS-1 was one of my favorite albums to make ever. Mm. But, you know, and before you know it, we're in the studio every single weekend. Much of Shabbos was actually during the winter, so the much of Shabbos was very long. And we would sit in the studio from, you know, 7 o'clock at night on much of Shabbos with everybody. I'm talking to all the guys: Baruch Goldbrenner, Shmuley Ziegler, Yoshua, Yaakov Klein, Yaakov Ettinger. We're all sitting around in the studio, and you know, if anybody knows anything about the geography of where Newark is, it's pretty close to Passaic. Oh, we used to order food all the time, just, you know, sit and relax. It was one of the most fun experiences that anyone could ever have with a bunch of friends. And so we basically started recording, and we recorded some more and recorded some more. And before you knew it, we had 9 really, really beautiful songs. And we said, that's it. We're going to release the album. And I think it was in year 2000 or 2001, we had the pleasure of releasing MS-1.
Right.
And the second that happened, you know, I don't know about everybody else's, but my life completely changed. And, you know, and then a couple years later, we said, hey, let's do it again. Let's make it sound a little better. And we did. And if you put up MS-1 against MS-2, we, you know, I think we nailed it. And then, you know, this is before, you know, Blue Fringe and any of these other guys, Omekai Dover, Arya Kunstler, before these guys were really hitting the market, you know, this was the first band that really... You know, we were introducing something new to the entire market, which was like an updated diaspora yeshiva band to some extent. That's what we were going for.
So
we were able to hit that up. And then life hits you, and, you know, everybody gets married, Baruch Hashem, and, you know, they have children, or you hope they have children. And then, you know, you don't have MS anymore.
Well, you have MS, you don't have MS the band.
That's right. I hope we all live with MS.
Well, one thing I want to say, though, important
is... And with a copy in your computer. But anyway.
But one thing I got to add here is MS is E-M-E-S, the word Hebrew, meaning the truth. It's not letter M, letter S, for those of you who don't know Hebrew.
Yes.
That is right.
I'm not talking
about any diseases. We're not talking about any, any letters to represent anything other than the word MS.
MS, which it means truth.
And no, the next album will not be called MS Niyativ. I know the next album will not be called Sheker.
How about MS Vikayam?
MS Vikayam
is a much better word. I like that one, actually.
There
we're
going
to keep that, you know, for the reunion. MS Vikayam, the reunion.
Well, there we go.
One question, though. Will you please do me a favor and put Tzvi as a drummer on one song?
Oh, he doesn't know I drum yet. I've drummed with the best.
I'll make you a deal. One of my friends is dying to play the triangle.
Tzvi gets to play the tambourine.
Yeah, exactly.
Tambourine or the kazoo? Kazoo? What do you want to play? The kazoo?
I'll play the kazoo. Tzvi will play the tambourine.
All right. I see Shmuley Ziegler's your drummer. I see that.
Yeah, Shmuley Ziegler busy every night with every band. He's absolutely incredible. So, you know, we were able to put together this MS thing, which was something so fresh to us. It introduced me to, you know, being in the studio on a constant basis.
Is the website still up and running, msdeband.com?
There's not much there now. I think it's all going to be transferred to shlomikaplan.com over the summer.
There we go.
Slowly. Right now there's nothing there, so everybody don't rush to shlomikaplan.com, but Mr. Shem, sometime over the summer, we'll be able to, you know, with the help of my good friend Yossi Zweig, which I want to thank publicly. I don't know how many people know, you know, in Cleveland, Yossi Zweig. But Yus is why everybody go check out his website.
We talked about him last week, and we always talk about him. He helps me with the interviews. He's always calling me excited. You got to interview this guy, and you got to interview this guy.
Yus is great. Friend way back. I just want to thank him for everything he's done for me over the last, and for the organization over the last, few months. We're not done. We're not done yet. We're going to be hearing from us very soon with a couple of other great ideas. But over the years, then I got introduced to one of my friends, Avram Zamas. I was introduced to Shia Mendowitz. Before I know it,
another big name.
Choir at at a half 17 concert, and in front of I think it was 6,300 people or 5,700 people, whatever the number is, in a sold out Madison Square Garden with MBD. And I'm thinking to myself, what happened here? And this is after doing a lot of different Shabbos a cappella jobs, if anyone's familiar with the concept. And before you know it, I sort of just fell on my lap, this choir stuff. And I haven't looked back, Baruch Hashem. Done close to a couple of dozen shows over the last 7 years. Whether it be the half concerts, the old concerts, small concerts in Brooklyn, even out of Brooklyn, we were in Argentina, we were in Miami, we were in Orange County, we were all over the country for now, and I could say all over the world as well. So this choir stuff sort of like fell into my lap also. So that really took me to a whole different level where, I was seeing different people, I was involved in different productions, and I saw how different producers attack their productions, which was very important for me to see. And I started getting a lot of phone calls to do a lot of different bar mitzvahs and weddings. Again, across the country, Baruch Hashem, I had an opportunity to be mesameach a lot of people, and something that I enjoy more than a lot of other things in the world. And and then a few years ago, that really brings us sort of up to date. And a few years ago, unfortunately, to get a little serious, and I apologize for the inconvenience, but a few years ago I saw that, a couple of people, a couple of friends of mine and some people in my family were going through really tough times. People get married and they have a lot of pressure right away to have children. And, if you don't have a kid for a year, it's like, is everything okay?
Right.
Are you okay? Right. Do you need help? And right. And people are completely insensitive to that fact, but it's really the pressure that we live in the Jewish community. We have an achrayus, the first mitzvah that we have is really true revu, is really to go out and try to have children. And what happens to those people that, it doesn't happen right away?
Right.
What happens to those people that need someone to hold their hand and say, you need help? We're going to help you have children. Don't worry about it. It happens to a lot of people in the world. We're going to help you. What happens to those people? And there's an immense amount of pressure to have children. And I live in Brooklyn, and on my block was the smallest. We were the smallest family with six kids, so I can imagine the pressure that goes around. And and then I had another friend of mine who Rachman Etzlan, he lost a child.
Right.
Only a really newborn, and these some of these issues they really hit me. And I remember very clearly I was in Eretz Yisrael attending a family simcha, and I said, I got to do something. It's really bothering me. Why do people have to feel that way? Why do people have to have that pressure on their heads? Having children is a very sensitive thing. Starting a family is a very sensitive topic. What can I do? I want to do something. That's it. I came back. I got on the plane. I said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to attach myself to an organization that really understands these issues and appreciates it. And, it's not really all about the money. They want to come hold people's hands. And what organization is that going to be? And someone introduced me to the organization at a time. And, I haven't been as moved in general about the chassadim. Kai Yisrael Baruch Hashem is filled with many, many wonderful...
Many, many wonderful organizations. Right? Well,
and you did a great job, I got to tell you.
Speaking of the time, we're almost out of it.
Yeah, we got to get that. But before you go here, we need a promo. I want a promo
for
you.
We need you to give us a promo.
Okay, so yeah, let's explain to him. A promo is you're going to be on the spot right now, and you're going to say, this is Shlomi Kaufman, and when I get up 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning, I listen to Jewish Community Radio,
And you can fill whatever you want.
Can I listen to the archives online?
Well, yes.
Yes, you can. At JewishCommunityRadio.org.
Right, but if people want to listen live, if someone's up in New York on a Sunday morning at 7, unless they're going to a bris, usually slim to none. But
or two.
But they can listen live at WJCU.org, so maybe type that, write that down. JCU.org, right?
Yeah.
JCU.org.
Yes.
Right. So why don't you just say something like, you know, this is Shlomi Kaufman. When I get up Sunday morning at 7 a.m., I tune in to Jewish Community Radio on 88.7 WJCU or WJCU.org.
And feel free to improvise.
Right. But that's the information part.
Yeah.
You know, I could use some romantic piano behind it.
I'll add some in.
How about this? I think this is a good one. Are you struggling from insomnia? If you can't sleep on a Sunday morning at 7, turn on your radio and listen to Jewish Media Radio. Or, what was the website? I forgot that one. I got it.
WJCU.org.
Come on, guys.
And give your name, too.
Yeah, don't forget. This is Shlomi Kaufman, right? Don't forget.
This is Shlomi Kaufman. And I'd like you to tune in and listen to the best of Jewish radio in Cleveland.
Beautiful.
There you go.
All right, don't worry. We'll splice that together.
Yeah, that's right. You know what we can do in studios these days,
just
right?
Just say 88.7.
You won't even recognize that was you.
88.7 FM?
Yes. 88.7 FM.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Go turn on your radio 88.7 and listen to Jewish Media Radio.
Close.
You think better than Shirley Williger, I'll tell you that much. Shirley Williger said, listen to
WJ the
87C.
All right.
If I have it written down, listen, if you want to do it again, you can email it to me. I'll do it overnight. It'll be
that'll
no
problem. That'll be good. Yeah, that'll be good.
All right.
Send us a WAV file next time you're in the studio.
Listen, I want everybody to know that A Time is not an organization that is just in Brooklyn. There are many people across the world that have issues of infertility, a very sensitive topic, and I want to, you know, sort of get away from that topic because the music is so incredible, and I think people will enjoy it as well. So I really want to stay away from that. But people should know that if you ever have an issue, pick up the phone and call the office. They are so helpful to people across the world. 718-686-8912. Again, 718-686-8912. It's the office of A Time. Check out atime.org. You're not alone. There are organizations there to hold your hand through the entire process. And I want people to know that. And the Jewish community in Cleveland, I'm sure there are people that are hit with these issues all the time, whether it be infertility, whether it be, you know, unfortunately the loss of a pregnancy or the loss of a child or people in need of help with adoption. This is an organization that helps. And they're here to help, not about the money. They're here to hold your hand and try to build Klal Yisrael.
Thank you so much.
That is what our organization builds.
Thank you. Thank you for your wonderful work that you do to help support that organization. You did a fantastic job. We played Avodas Tzedakah. We played Klal Yisrael. And we're going to play many more coming up next week right here on Jewish Community Radio. We are live with Shlomi Kaufman, the wonderful producer of Avodas Tzedakah. And check it out in your store soon, right?
Guys, thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.
Call me anytime
you
want to talk about the music.
I
want to tell you one thing.
Yes?
Now, I will be up at 7 in the morning listening to Cleveland.
Oh, my gosh. Great. Don't forget to get that part.
Have that piece too. Right. Have a good walk.
All right. Have a great week. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much
for having me.
Hatzlacha Rabbah and Tiskel Mitzvah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.